Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The fatal accident that took the life of Warm Springs tribal member Anthony Shadley on Highway 97 in Madras has prompted the Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT, to discuss measures needed to help avoid future tragedies in the area. ODOT met with Madras city officials, tribal representatives, and those running the warming shelter in order to consider safety precautions that may be taken for that area. According to the Madras Pioneer, the driver of the semi-truck that struck Shadley is currently being held in the Jefferson County Correctional Facility on the charge of failure to perform the duties of a driver to an injured person. Driver Jose Bernal Mendoza has pleaded not guilty, and his lawyer has requested the security amount of $500,000 to be reduced. One prosecutor said that Bernal Mendoza has no local ties and is a flight risk, as he has already fled before being arrested in California. A hearing to change the security amount is set for tomorrow before Judge Annette Hillman, who set the initial security amount. Tribal Council was in session on February 10th, and a motion was made and carried to adopt Resolution Number 12668 to select officers and committees as the Council may deem necessary for properly conducting business of the Tribal Council. Council also discussed helping tribal members exercise their treaty-reserved rights for hunting, fishing, and gathering in ceded lands and help gain access to dig roots and pick huckleberries. They are also aiming to participate in meetings and roles at the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission to ensure the tribes receive fair share of fish. Warm Springs Prevention is hosting Kick Butts Day to bring awareness to the dangers of cigarettes. The event is being held on Saturday, March 21st at Elmer Quinn Park in Warm Springs. They plan to have a skateboarding competition and a 3-on-3 basketball tournament for students in grades kindergarten through 12th grade. If you have any questions, you can contact the Warm Springs Prevention Team. Republicans in the Oregon House and Senate continued a boycott of the legislature on Wednesday. As Dirk Vanderhart reports, the ongoing standoff has ground the Capitol to a halt.
It's a point Democrats are emphasizing over and over again. Republicans may have walked out over climate change legislation, but other vital priorities are at risk. As the boycott continues, Democrats have begun listing off bills that can't be heard as long as Republicans deny a quorum. They include funding for health care and homelessness and hundreds of policy bills. But Senate President Peter Courtney was also clear. Republicans need to first vote on the climate change bill they are trying to block.
So wherever you are out there, will you please come back, vote the carbon bill, and let's get about the business every day that involves the public health, the public safety, and the well-being of our fellow Oregonians.
Republicans have refused, and with less than 2 weeks of the legislative session left, there appears to be no end to the standoff in sight. In Salem, I'm Dirk Vanderhart reporting.
In local sports, the Madras High School boys swim team took second place at the 2020 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A state championship swim meet in Tualatin last weekend. Newport finished in first with 75 points, and Madras scored enough points to claim second with four swimmers and one alternate. The Madras 200-yard medley relay team of Julian Hollingshead, Colby Anderson, Grayson Dominguez, and Carson Hartman placed third. Madras Wrestling placed third as a team in the district wrestling tournament last weekend. Three Madras wrestlers placed second and three placed fourth. Madras is sending six boys and two girls to the state tournament this weekend, beginning tomorrow and continuing Saturday at the Memorial Coliseum in Portland. Representing Madras will be Orlando Torres, Reese and Kale White, Shane Beamer, Tom Kallenbeck, Cody Zemke for the boys, and Bailey and Peyton Dennis will represent the girls. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.